Ita ola mtswana kwa muhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazi why muri Zimbabwe ndino mkamchira mchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo the connection lelami u Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to the connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Voice of America Studio 7 on Tuesday the 12th of November 2019, and once again Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndino mkamchira mchirongo chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove, aka Big Mike. Namhlanje, today is Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. Now, mthwakazi omuhle, before we get down to the order of business, ngithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukuthi ngibonge umuntu ongamile inkomo, who was here last week, holding it down, he was sitting in the driver's seat, kodwa sengibuyile, I'm back this week. Now, to order of business. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on udaba lwenkohlakalo, worry, nyayo corruption. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of corruption and how it is affecting the nation's youth. Abantu abasakhulayo, how is corruption affecting you? Now, for those that don't know, Mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, we are in November. Now, if we go back 2 years ago, you'd understand how historical this month is. November is a very historical month for Zimbabweans all over the world. For that is the moment that the late former president Robert Mugabe was removed from power. Now, for those that don't remember, this was done for various different reasons. Now, amongst them, what the military says is they were looking to cleanse government of all, all criminal elements. Now, Lapa at that time, who was a part of the military, he is now the Foreign Affairs Minister, Honorable S.B. Moyo, was talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo. He was talking about the issue of corruption. But before we delve deeper, let's go back to 2017. Let me refresh your memory a little bit. Let's go back to that moment whereby Honorable S.B. Moyo, Sibusiso Moyo, who is now the Minister of Foreign Affairs, announced that the military was taking over and they were cleaning house Zimbabwe Moshe. They were cleaning government of all corrupt officials. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound, and their security is guaranteed. We are only targeting criminals around him who are committing crimes that are causing social and economic suffering in the country in order to bring them to justice.
We are only targeting criminals around him in order to bring them to justice. Lapa Honorable S.B. Moyo, he's now the Foreign Affairs Minister, was talking about abantu who are committing a crime here. He was specifically focusing on udaba lwenkohlakalo, nyaye huori. So Zimbabwe Moshe, as mentioned earlier, on at that moment that we just viewed for our radio listeners, that moment that you just listened to, was followed by President Emmerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa taking over the reins of the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe in 2017. It is during this time that uMongameli Emmerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa vowed, wathembisa uZulu ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo nyayo uwori, and hurumende yangu is going to deal with it. But the big question we have tonight is his government doing so? I'm also looking to hear from you, abantu abasakhulayo, vechidiki veZimbabwe, kuthi how is corruption affecting you, especially nxa sesixoxisana ngodaba pathetshi khulukura nenyaye mira akaita ufumi wenyika. So Zimbabwe Moshe, if you're looking to join us tonight, you can either text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Lakonjalo ukungixhuma, calling me live on air on +12026192077. Ngiyaphinda njalo, +12024650318 WhatsApp. Lakonjalo ukunifonela live on air on +12026192077. For radio listeners in Tongaga Muse Zimbabwe Muse, we are broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 13860 lagu 15460 kilohertz. Wepa on the internet, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevila.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voazimbabwe.com. So Zulugandaba, Genan Gushelo, Pindam Chirongwa, joining on the conversation, you're tuned in to The Connection, and I'm your host, Big Mike.
Hey, ta, hola, Jayiko, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Owe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3 on Twitter, Lagu Instagram. So Zimbabwe Musha, if you're looking to chat with me, Lagu Nkuma, live go Instagram, njalo go Twitter after the next hour. Go to for the next hour on Tolago Musha, Zimbabwe Musha. We're right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, njalo go VOA Shona. Msakanganwe, kushia chirongwa, kuitra kutuone ne uwandu wenyu, kanamshida upinda mchirongwa, nyurai manamba, tokufuone rai. Uyeshe, msakanganwe, linga kotri pela, mtongaza mwose, ugupala imibono enu. I'll be reading it live on air. Once again, Zimbabwe Mwose, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Namhla kuhlelo, sixoxa ngodaba lwenkohlakalo yayo uwori ndiyathukukurukura. But I have my first guest joining me live on a Skype. Ulapha kwele Melika, umnumzana uKelvin Manduna. He's a political analyst njalo. Sakulayo, he's studying here in America. Kelvin, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo putunyana.
Thanks, Mike. Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Welcome to the program, mate.
Thank you.
So nantu daba lukhona egudwini, buti, the issue of corruption elizweni. Lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over the reins, this is basically 2 years ago, in 2017. He said ukuthi into yakhe yokuqala, one of the things he's looking to deal with is udaba lwenkohlakalo yayo uwori. Well, my first question to you is, do you think he's done that? Do you think he's taken the steps towards dealing with that?
I think the simple answer is no. I think it was always going to be fanciful for Zimbabweans to expect that those who are themselves the origins of corruption in Zimbabwe to investigate and arrest and prosecute themselves. We have heard complaints of corruption from even the judiciary. The Chief Justice has complained of corruption within the courts themselves. And I think one of the troubling things Mnangagwa did to appoint the wife of S.B. Moyo to ZAC is such a blatant conflict of interest, but it showed to us the lack of seriousness with dealing with corruption. And we have seen several ministers arrested, Parirenyatwa, Mupumira, and released a few days or a few weeks later without really any charges sticking. I think that sums up the approach to corruption.
But, like you said, we've seen AMA ministers being arrested. This is something that was new. Never happened during isikhathi sika wayengumongameli uRobert Mugabe. Do you not think ukuthi that's an act of good faith? Uyatshenga isiZulu ngempela ukuthi hayi yena njengomongameli he means business.
No, it does not. Even the appointment within cabinet of poster boys for corruption like Joram Gumbo, whose deal at Zim Airways is still being investigated and causing problems. These are the people who were appointed to Mnangagwa's cabinet. That is already showed a problematic intent. The appointment of the prosecutor general, if you recall, who came number 6 according to the interviews But how did this chap who came number six become appointed their prosecutor general? So even in the prosecuting authorities is signs of corruption. The release shows that we just arrest and investigate later. It's a short investigation. We have seen so many cases, Kasukwere's case, the border jumping, etc., all these things. The investigation is so short that even the courts themselves, they have no option but to release these individuals. So there's no seriousness.
Now, Kelvin, as you talked about abantu abasakhulayo elizweni, how is this corruption affecting the youth of the nation?
Oh, it affects them in so many ways. Each time an individual corruptly removes resources from the system, those are resources that could have otherwise been used in means that ways that could benefit our youth, whether it's in job creation, in infrastructure, in areas like education, healthcare. Right now, we see some of our young people are in the universities. Some are the very same junior doctors. Those are among our youth who are crying over compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the corruption, government says it doesn't have resources. Why? Because a lot of resources have been stolen or misused. I think we must also note corruption is not just a blatant theft, but also a misuse of resources. I also put that under the banner of corruption. Mm-hmm. So we can't pay our young doctors. We can't look after our kids in universities. We can't give funds for youngsters that want to try new business ventures, because I think in this economy, indoda iyazibonela, and you have to try to be entrepreneurial. So we can't support all those initiatives, but because resources get, the few resources we have are stolen. In a country like ours with very limited resources, we can't afford even for a dollar to be stolen. That is the truth of the matter.
All right, Kelvin, what's in Bambo Mlomo Ngangani? Ngithatha ukugesta wami osibilongenayo kuhlelo, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Kelvin Manduna. He is a political analyst, njalo ongusakhulayo. He studied here in the United States of America. Ongenayo kuhlelo ecingweni live ariparunare ariko Zimbabwe ko ngumabutho moyo. He is part of the ZANU PF Youth Executive. Mabutho, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo. Welcome to our program, Putunja.
Ngiyabonga futhi. Sawubona ndala le.
Mabutho, nantu dabulu khona egudwini. Today in our program we're focusing on corruption. Not so long ago, sibone nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are part of ZANU PF. You seem to be going hard on the issue of corruption. How big of an issue is this when we're talking about Zimbabwe as a nation?
Yeah, well, no one can deny that corruption is a big issue, and you know, it has affected our economy, and we've lost a lot of, you know, national resources to the plague of corruption. So to manjena wata, sasala pandu, wabonu uti sinasala situle, ufaye, uyafuli, ufafaye, umbifafaye abandu vetu. So, you know, it should be a duty of every Zimbabwean, you know, with the support of umkhankaso lo owula le corruption, ilugwelegwele nesindebele. So it's a big issue. We are still talking with this one around the same material, and since this one around the total amount of conviction, Emma Kalen Lava the Teva, or Teva Mova, corruption.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mabutho, on the line, on Skype, joining us, Ngumnumzana Kelvin Manduna, he's a political analyst. Yeah, now he seems to narrow the fact that he firmly believes Uhulumende Okhona is not doing much towards dealing with the issue of corruption. What would you have to say about that?
Well, you know, each time you want to talk about an issue, I think you have to put it in a perspective of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And the only comparison that I can use in the Zimbabwean context is to compare the current government and the government of Robert Mugabe. Yes, corruption is not new in Zimbabwe. There's a lot of scandal for Bulawayo, where not even a single arrest was happening. You know, it was something I from the Kulunya and the Pelele Moyen, who may not fully protect him into Amphaya Selfie. But we know Kulunya, the first like, I think first one, you know, a creeper, he bought a Kai Zak, which is a constitutionally recognized body, but and corruption commission, a Ipa Amanda, or who walk. And in Amon Sego, you know, we have processes. Zimbabwe is not a banana republic. Even church, we have constitution. Even when we have a court, our court you have to decide the effect of it. You know, the government of the city is still remembered, it's not serious. No, the government has done its part. The constitution is that. Is that made of a band? Over the Galema court, the Pilgrim, the Rafael of Band, over Mangina, the Emma court, the Savannah was Lava Pilify, Abbas is around a democracy. You know, I said to Mila President, the President, the Lendrian Gunter. So, Senator Funatis, with Amma Kotik, and the influence of, you know, a Yazina, any person. Ungabi le-corruption futhi yibo bona kuyibomele bekhangela amakhethi ze-corruption. Uhulumende kule hhayi kumele siyikhiphe kasekho lapho because yena sowafaka izinto ezenisa abantu bebotshe okusemakhothi ukuthi ebonta abantu abakhombisa kuphela. So I don't think it's a fair criticism to say the government is not serious.
Hayi ngiyakuzwa mabutho, ngicela ukubambe wathi ngikubambe kancane umlomo and then I'll come back to you, ngithathe umlaleli angithi.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Mabutso Moyo. He's a part of the ZANU-PF Youth League Executive. Kodwa ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli oqala ongenayo kuhlelo. Khola khola mthereri, ndinomgamshela ntshonga tshelu tshebethi diki ariphari nare okhona ecingweni ngubani?
Hello?
Yebo, khola, zwiri kufamba?
Zwiri kufamba, Mike.
Moshe, Moshe, ariphari nare ndiyani?
Mukoma Patson kuZimbabwe.
Mukoma Patson vari kutifonera vari kuZimbabwe. Kuri sei ko kuZimbabwe
lapo? Zimbabwe National Central.
Ndati kuri sei ko kuNational Central ko?
Mount Owen.
Nyaya iri mumugango mukoma nhasi kutaura nezvenyaya yehuori. Muri kunzwa pane vachidiki vari pachirongwa vese vari kubvuma vari kuti nyaya yehuori ndiyo inenge iri kushusha patokurukura nezvemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. Wechidiki weZANU PF ari kuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi, asi pane umwe wevechidiki aripo vaKeldin Madhuda vari kuti aiwa hurumende hapana zvairi kuita. Tipewo maonereni.
Hurumende iripo hapana zvairi kuita panyaya yehuori nekuti kana tichitarisa munhu akabadhora nhasi mapurisa anoswereta bishi nembwa nembwa kupfadza munhu iyeye. Munhu wakaita seaunzi hakwanise kusungwa nepurisa anoumbirwa komisheni. Chinhu chavo chekungogadzira chekuda kutongana muchirino. Hatina munhu atafungwa nhasi anonzi akaita huori anongoramba achiti habvisiswa mberi habvisiswa mberi. Ko ari kupomerwa mhosva yekupika ma2 years 24 months amadhora ana10 dollars akaita sei? Sei iyo vachiti vanhu ava vane corruption avo vanosungwa nepurisa vanofanira kuumbirwa komisheni. Nyoriwa nipolitika watende na ya isa ya ina basa ya ribita.
Zino.
Saka dozi nyoriwa watu uora ufe waka pera nishiko zirite kutu iyo barumita zikuto kufaru za vana. Saka ufane vapo utaka faru za mkazi wa subu sumu utanzi diye katu na mbile kura sini uwe. Urumu waka yane uwe. Aka mbuda kanyi zaita uwe. Ano sumba ya nisungu wa zaita uwe. Ana ya mpubi waka po sumba. Kwa zon zaita uwe. Asura ya televisionita mkoti kena wa zidu. Kwa waka chena wa zidu. Minana saka rishitoki. Saka zindu zungu wa itifana zikuto nganza mchirino. Kujisa zizi ya kuna uwori urugu uiswa. Kana wala uiswa uwori. Nga watu wana nukura kushiri nga wafu nga nipolisi. Kwa zotu hati anga basa. Kwete kuti wata danziru. Unguta umba kumishiri nga ya nukura kushiri. Kana wata upiza uwori nga wafu nga nipolisi. Ndi wana funga mwana wana funga wana.
Asi
tisikali. Kwete kuti anti corruption nga ndi ya gaya kumishiri nga ndi. Nifunga basa. Nda wazo funga ni wani. Kwa zo funga za pulisa. Pulisa jano za wafu nga basa. Nifunga zida kuwari zida kuwa mtongo waze za pekapu. Kwete kutazi tozi zinda mkomisho yi tibu inkwaya tozi dai makori mangani majika ya mnani anoja aba mbi tweli dira zinaf mangona yi funga nida mkona yi vakua mtungu waka nida ujeri kiniwa ya wano mbi ya namba sinkwa yi tibu inkwaya zika wanzi minakaba kutu baka kume yi songare zi mbi ya nida mbosa niya wano nida mbi ya nida mbi ya nida mbi ya komisho yi mwora ufunga yi daru antenya sozi ya fangu uti pane yi mbi ya nino zikwa antenya sozi ya ina president ndokupinda wewe munyana akasofika kuna boda isenge havaro bava dzisenge dzisinga ndozvataita kuzvisa munarako achasweita
aiwa
tsakangwari bava
mukomba patsona tsakudzai zvakanaka pano mumuterera da kupinda muchirongwa tinotenda zvikuru nekwanhasi nasi. Right, Zimbabwe omuhle, that was umunzana opatson. What do you think to highlight uti hi yena ubona ngani uhulumende okhona hi when they're talking about udaba lwenkohlakalo udaba nyaya yehuori hanza I have no faith hurumende iripo is not doing much. Asizweni ukuthi umunye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo uthini? Ongenayo kuhlelo khona khona mthereri okhona kuhlelo okhona icingweni ngubani?
Hello Magadi.
Tripo Magadi enyu baba.
Tiri nani.
Arpar nani ndiyani?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ani?
Ndonga.
Ba Ndonga zviri kufamba.
Mushe zviri sei?
Mushe tiri kufara kuva nemi nhasi pachirongwa. Tipinda ikamotudza omaundirenyu.
Nyaya corruption haiperi.
Hinda.
Magari chikonzero chekuti hurumende iripo idho yakatanga necorruption, saka kuti ipedze corruption zvinotinetsei.
Asi Vandonga pamutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa pavakatora vatomu muna 2017 vakati aiwa zvechokwadi tichazvipedza zvese, nyaya iyo uori ichapera. Zvino tikuona maministers nawo aakutoita zvokusungwa.
Chinoitika ndechekuti ivo ndo vanotyisa bhodhi racho rekubata corruption, saka zviri tichika kuti panofanira kunga nebhodhi riri independent rekuti ringe richibata vanhu vane corruption. Saka bhodhi kana rinomu richibva kwavari hapana chinobatika. Saka panofanira kuva nezvinhu zviri independent kuitira kuti vaite basa ravo nemazvo. Haungatori shamwari yako yawaiba nayo kuti tichibata mbavha dzavaimbobva nadzo, saka very difficult kuti zvinge zvichipera. Inyaya yekungobatana kumeso kuti zvinenge zviri kuita sezvinani, but hapana shandiko inenge ichiitika.
Tichitarisa nyaya yehuori uyezve vechidiki munyika, mungati nyaya yehuori iri kuvashungurudza here?
Nyaya yehuori ndo iri kushungurudza zvakanyanyisa kudarika zvavanotaura semasanctions.
Hinda.
Because huori kana vanhu vachitora mari yenyika vachisa mumao, otherwise inenge ichitorwa nevanhu vashomashoma dhiresti vachisafa. Saka zvinhu zvinoafekta vanhu vakanyanyisa izvozvo. Imari inofanira kunge ichibatsira nyika, kunyange kueducation system, kunyange yemafamiri yakaitwa naMugabe. Imari yekuti inofanira kunge ichienda ikoko ichibatsirawo ichidzidzisawo education, kuti kurima kwavo kunge kunoendera pamberi. Zvino vanongoramba vachingopfemari gore negore gore negore murima nerudzi asina product.
Asi Vandonga, vechidiki pane umwewo wechidiki webato rezanu PF aripo parunhare apo. Navo vari kuti navowo vechidiki vebato rezanu PF vari kubvuma kuti nyaya yehuori yanetsa, asi vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matamhno ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. A couple of months ago takaona vechidiki vebato rezanu PF navo vachinyatsodoma mazita vachiti nhingi ndiye ari kuita huori, nhingi ndiye ari kuita huori, uyezve vane chivimbo chekuti hurumende iripo sezvo vaakuziva kuti ndivanani vari kuva mari, ndivanani vari kuita nyaya yehuori, vachasungwa nyaya yacho ichagadziriswa. Hamubvumirani navamabuto mwoyo herao?
Handibvumirani navo because vechidiki vavatori neproblem. Takafanira kune mawetlands malands ari mumataundi, vanofamba vachipanana vachipima nenhano vachipanana mastendi yavo, sinzo stendi yaa nebepa yaakutotengeswa nemari yakati wandei zvichibva kune vechidiki vavezanupf. Saka tinonyatsoti kensa yecorruption iri kutouya futi kune vechidiki vavo. Pakaitika chinhu chingapiwa kana kuti mungava muvillage, ivo ndo vanomiramira vachitora futi zvinhu zvinhu vachitengesa. Saka its very difficult kuti ite ipere corruption iyo.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka.
Kunyange kumapurisa acho anonzi anofanira kunge achipari mumwambotaura zvekuti anzi mapurisa anofanira kunge achisunga vanhu. Mapurisa ato ndoza tova mbavha hombe dzese.
Orait, saka zvino nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei Vandonga?
Madi?
Ndati nyaya yacho yogadziriswa sei?
Panoda independent body inosunga vanhu vecorruption isingabve munyika yedu yezimbabwe, inobva mumaregion akasiyana siyana, ingava sandaki international, vouya vonyatsoita mainvestigation akanyatsozara kuti musha, tinoona corruption iyo ichipera uye vanhu vachisungwa. Zvinobva zvatopera kuti wa kwete kuti independence inochuzwa nemunhu ari corrupt kuti anzozozvibatira mbavha dzangu dzezizizeniiswa kungobatana kumeso
chii. Haiwa, takunzwai Vandonga. Pane vamwewo vatero vada kupinda muchirongwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekuva nesu nhasi.
Zvakanaka. Vamugabe havana kuba vega, vakabawo nezvikwata zvavo, saka zvinotinetsei.
Haiwa, takunzwai, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda. Right, Zimbabwe Muse, that was Umnumzana Undonga. Yena ungenelo kuhlelo wathi hayi, ukhanya ngani he's agreeing with the caller that came in first. Wathi uhulumeni okhona hayi ubona ngani he's not doing much. Kodwa asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele abantu bakhona ngempela kulo mazogwo uthi litshona njani msakazi? Hayi mina ngiyaphila, wena unjani? Umathema uthi litshona njani Studio 7? Hayi siphilile, siphilile, wena unjani? UJerry Ndlovu uthi uma befuna ukuqeda inkohlakalo abaqale ngaye uMnangagwa. Hayi, uthi uMnangagwa yena, hayi uNdlovu ubona ngani umbungameli Emmerson Mnangagwa should be the first to go. Asizweni ukuthi uMabutho yena uthini. Mabutho uconnect ingweni futhi. Moyo uconnect ingweni.
Yebo, ngikhona baba.
So you can hear the callers are coming in. How do you fix an issue when the citizens firmly believe that the government at hand is not doing much to fix the issue?
Well, you know, there is nothing much that you can do, you know, and it's not possible to satisfy everyone. It's not, and it's not everyone who will be as optimistic as you are with regard to certain issues. You are bound to differ here and there. But okukhathazekileyo futhi ukuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ama-issues abakhulume ngento abaleqiniso lapho. Amvumelani lesikhulumile esithe ama-youth ezanu PF athatha amasitendi. Yikho ngithile ekuqaliseni ngikhuluma ukuthi abantu kumele befunde ukwehlukanisa umbuso obukhona izolo lo mbuso osukhona khathesi. That facility eyayisenza wabo-Sevia Katukwere whereby wawu-creat-a ama-land barons is no longer there. The Minister of Local Government has closed that. So ukuthi kuthiwe abatsha bezanu PF are part of corruption, I want to dispute that and dispute it with the strongest terms. Kasi discuss ama-issues, asidiscusse ngento esinjani esizaziyo. And njengoba ngithile, you know, kunzima vela ngekusuthise wonke umuntu. But thina njengogatsha labatsha kuzanu PF, we are very optimistic. We have engaged the president, samtshela izikhalazo esinazo ngendaba ye-corruption and we have promised ukuthi hayi wonke sokuhamba ngendlela uhulumende sefakile izinqumo. It's now up to the arresting power, those with the arresting powers and the court to decide the fate of the people.
Now, Mabutho, I was doing a little research on the correlation between unemployment in Zimbabwe and corruption. It seems as though unemployment is one thing that seems to be pushing indaba yenkohlakalo elizweni. So now that unemployment is not being fixed, how do you go about curbing the issue of corruption? Because a lot of young people are willing to do next to anything for a quick buck.
I would say unemployment is not being addressed. It is being addressed, but like I said, everything takes time. Mm-hmm. If you look at our strategy document, the TSP, that including Mule launched a year ago, it's very clear that we are going to have a period of austerity, EOLSS, from there there will come productivity and job creation. So I think, you know, even in our own government, isteti esimnandi sengoma asisithuthe umuntu esathatha umhlaba amatatara. I-ZANU PF isithuke a 5-year mandate and we are left with just about 4 years ngokuthi konke khonokho kunjani kufulfile. So I think it's a process and abantu kumele bebekezele. Ukubeka clear abantu abafunda ukubala amaphephandaba be-scrutinize ama-issues. Siyakwazi ukuthi imisebenzi iyafunakala njalo sathemba kumanifestithi imisebenzi izaba khona. But siyathembisa uba mthula ithi as from January 2020 yikho esathe the service esikukhangela. Let's talk about it this time next year. Nxa ungeli the one job ecreatiweyo then maybe the conversation can, you know, change. But for now people need to be patient.
Hayi, ngiyawuthi ngikubambe umlomo size ukuthi uManduna yena what is he have to say. Manduna usakhona yini but? Kelvin Manduna.
Yes, Nkona, uyangizwa?
Yes, I can hear you clearly now. You heard everything that seems to have transpired. One thing that seems to be highlighted amongst the callers that come in is that they seem to believe ukuthi uhulumende, they seem to be in agreement with you that uhulumende okhona is not doing much towards curbing. Kodwa yena uMabutho is he's standing by his position uthi give it some time. Come this time next year, uhulumende okhona would have done izimanga into yokuqala. And secondly, he feels as though bona njengabantu abasakhulayo abebandlela ezanu PF, they're taking the stand. So they're making sure ukuthi udaba lwenkohlakalo is addressed elizweni. Wena uthini?
I think uMabutho is living in a parallel universe and he must learn from history. uMnangagwa has promised before very lofty promises. Ama mega deals which we are yet to see anything transpire, and I believe previously people in ZANU-PF promised jobs, only to come out later and start making ridiculous statements about, no, we're saying create your own jobs, etc. So if I were him, I'd be very careful about saying, let's see next year. His party is well known for not delivering on economic issues and development and corruption. But I would like to ask him, ZANU-PF youth came out with a list. I don't know what was the motive behind that list, whether it was settling political scores or if they were genuine, I don't know. But can you tell us, out of those people who were fingered by the ZANU-PF youth, who has been arrested, who has been investigated? We have seen Obed Mpofu coming to parliament very contemptuous to show that some people know that they are immune from any sort of prosecution investigation. I don't believe Zimbabwe needs even to have a structure like ZAC. As one of your callers has said, if the police were capacitated, they have many divisions within the police, CID, what, to investigate crime and corruption. But they are not capacitated. So even ZAC itself, as we said, the head of ZAC is compromised. The institution itself lacks prosecutorial powers and so on. They are in no position to fight corruption in Zimbabwe. My last point from what the callers have explained to you, our great fear is now that corruption is now an aspect of in every aspect of life in Zimbabwe. And this is what our young people are now seeing as acceptable. Our young people, when you go to Zimbabwe, will tell you, it's better you hustle and you're into deals, willing and dealing, and illegality. This is what they see makes other people successful. I wonder how many of our chefs have been subjected to a lifestyle audit if we are serious about corruption, and how many would pass such a lifestyle audit. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. Mabuto, do you want to respond to this, Puti? Mabuto Moy?
Yebo.
Yes, go ahead and respond.
Yes, Nyaguzo.
Yes, Nyaguzo Put.
Yes, Nyaguzo Put, la pukuluma nye liste ya kichwa youth league. You know, Put, it's in our deed what we felt needed to be done from the political side. You know, it's not up to us now to go and push Isaac to say that Uva aning analiga mbote. If you follow news and if you follow issues, which justice matanda more, it is actually let it clear that we got about 30, actually, she said she had about 38 cases so far that have been reported, of which 10 of those are high profile. And the only high profile case that has been tried so far, I think, is a Pritam Fumira, who was on that release list, by the way. So it's not up to us now to go and push these accusations into the result. There has been the fear. You know, Lama constitutional body. Yes, you are saying when you don't believe that has the capacity, but that is a constitutional body that was put in the Zimbabwean constitution in 2013. You know, it's not something that we can remove over a certain call we ready. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have a constitution. So as long as the constitution can not be the same with the Zimbabwean.
Mm-hmm. My daughter, let me hold you there for 1 second. I have a caller who's joining us, and then I'll come back to you two gentlemen. Caller, mtereri, onge nayo, aripari nari ndiani, mbano kone kumen. Mtereri kone, hello?
Hello?
Yes, papa, how are you?
Yeah, well, until right, I'm going to you.
I wa until right, mu, ndiani aripari nari apo?
Yeah, ndiri chati.
Mkoma Richard, murukufondra murukupiko?
Ndiri ku South Africa kudebeni.
Aha, kudebeni uko eThekwini. Aiwa tino mkamchira mchirongwa mkoma Richard, tipe uo maundreni.
Ya, chirongwa chenyi ndochinzwa chiri kufamba zvakanaka chaizvo.
Tinotenda.
Simanje panyaya uo remanje muZimbabwe hausi wakapera. Kunyanya afanika yezvinezvi takupinda muDisemba so. Mapurisa.
Mkoma Richard, mabamatara zviri nyore. Indakambogara kuSouth Africa, nyaya huwo rinonetsa nayo ukoko. Saka musiyano uripo ndeupi pakati pekugara kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe?
Musiyano uripo kuno kuSouth Africa nekuZimbabwe hakuno kwakatonaka, nekuti kana pari paroadblock chaipo mapurisa anobata motikari 1 dzimwe dzese dzinenge dzichipfuura muchitenda kubasa. Zvimanje kuZimbabwe dzinoita 9 1 by 1 munhu achibvunzwa license, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi, achibvunzwa ichi kubasa, usati kurudzi kusvika kubasa. right, to South Africa, Moscow, the border. This good body, but I'm not sure about the motor, my police, I have a power of Mosaima, Matamba, SMOTA, or more parties. I'm going to farm day within a kilometer. My passport, the old man of Zimbabwe, and this is not a good cheat in Zimbabwe.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Right, Mkoma Richard, tichitarisa nyaya yowori uyezve vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tambonzo wava Kelvin Manduna umuo guest wangu alipa churongwa wachiti nyai uori ndiyo inenge ya toshunguruzo hbiki wa jinji mnyika mune maundu wakafana na ere
uori do wakato wifazwa kanyanya isuto wakuno kusunafu ya tinoto tenge kwa makabi jati siri mwa kambani asirika kata asika muzibabu unato kama pulisa jita ndi zo kusina maya guye ndi saka moto diza moto siya wakama alipano
Ah, but it's fine.
Kusina maya aguye ndi wiki ufone zara muno saka moto tipo ure wadono kwa tia iti yaguye motika obo hanzi gara ya kusina mwa disamari warumi
Aiwa, chakunza zvakanaka mukoma Richard, tinotenda zvikuru nokupinda muchirongwa nekuva nesinaro.
Aiwa, ndinotenda hangu ava.
Right, Zimbabwe mose, that was mnumzana Richard, yena he lives kwele South Africa, ngembuzira ngempela. Ngati Richard, mina nge ngaphila kwele South Africa, ngempela, udaba lwenkohlakalo, i-corruption, it's not specific to Zimbabwe. Even kwele South Africa, udaba lwenkohlakalo lukhona, yena wathi hayi kulo mehluko omkhulu ngempela. Uphinde wangichazisela wathi yena he has times whereby he goes back eZimbabwe abanjwe ngamaphoyisa bona bathi beku roadblock bathi hayi ngicela ufake imali ngoba lathi silambile lithini ngodaba lukhona egudwini abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ukungithumezela umlayezelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318 lakho njalo ukungifonela live ecingweni kunombolo ezithi +12026192077 So I hear my other guests go to Niga Ngahambi Umnumzana Godfrey Kurawone. Let me go back to Umnumzana Umanduna so that secretly lie and then we'll go to Godfrey Kurawone. Vamanduna Muripo Parnare. Muchiripwe. Vamanduna. Kelvin Manduna. Mr. Manduna Usakoneselu and Nina.
Yenkhona ngiyakuzwa.
All right, right. Sesi lomunyu ke umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo so wathi ngiqede lawe bese ngithatha omunyu umhlonitsho ongenayo kuhlelo. So let's wrap this up. We're talking about corruption and the youth of Zimbabwe. How do we fix this issue to ensure that the future generations stand to gain something from what Zimbabwe has to offer?
Well, I'll say two things, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remind the listening audience that when Mugabe was removed, we were told by S.P. Moyo that they were targeting the criminals
around him. That is correct.
Up to today, we don't know who these criminals are, and none of them have been prosecuted. Where are they? Who are they? This is what we are asking, because that was the basis of the new dispensation. The corruption creates a lot of reputational damage for this country.
Mm-hmm.
The very investors that we say we are targeting and we are open for business, if you look at all external reports on Zimbabwe's economy, whether it's Transparency International, how we are reported about in Bloomberg and all these international media, we have a reputation for corruption and a corrupt business environment.
Mm-hmm.
This scares away investors that could come and create jobs for Zimbabweans and for our youth. The way we would deal with this thing is if the government of Edi Mnangagwa could be serious about fighting corruption and genuine. You mentioned South Africa, where we see how hard the government there fought to try and bring former President Zuma to account, and how they are still reeling from the effects of state capture. I'm told it could cost as much as 9% of GDP for them in terms of corruption and state capture. I don't know what it costs us in Zimbabwe. Maybe I see some reports saying 1 billion a year. I think it's far much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only way we fight corruption is if we are serious politically. But unfortunately, I have to be honest with you, I don't see that will from ZANU-PF. The president himself has reputational issues. We hear all the time in parliament, in the public accounts committee with BT and them, finger pointing and the auditor's report talking about Sakunda and command and corruption in that regard. Yet these individuals seem to have very close proximity to the president.
Mm-hmm.
So we then wonder as the public, if these individuals are so close to him, and they are being fingered repeatedly as some of the captains of corruption and the parallel market and misuse of treasury bills and so on, how then can we say we are serious about fighting corruption? So I don't have much hope. I'm sorry to say I could tell you a long list of what we should do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have any hope at all that the political will to fight corruption exists in Zimbabwe under the present government.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Manduna, thank you so much. Ngoba lathi kuhlelo, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you again soon, brother.
Thank you, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was Kelvin Manduna. He's a young guy, like I mentioned. He's studying lapha kwele Melika. Ube lathi kuhlelo, uyingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, political analyst. Now let's move over to my other guest, ongenayo kuhlelo, ongisakhulayo, owebandla eliphikisayo, umnumzana Godfrey Kuraone. Va Kuraone, ndinomgamtshela mtshirongwa zviri kufambe. Mkoma Godfrey, I'm looking weaker than Aga. Yeah, and you're going to get network. You're going to get much cheaper than that. Perfect, perfect. Maku weaker than Aga. I watch them come to them. I'm going to go to Mavama topinda chirongwa chitopisa mkoma. Vanhu varikupinda muchirongwa. Tikukurukura nyaya yezveuori munyika. Parunare tina vamabutso moyo wechidiki webato reZANU-PF. Ivo varikuti hurumende iripo zvechokwadi, varikutora matanho kugadzirisa nyaya yeuori. Parunare tatina vaKelvin Manduna. Avo political analyst umwe wechidiki chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe arikugara kuno kuAmerica. Iye ati aiwa anenge ari kubvumirana nevateereri vazhinji vari kupinda muchirongwa, ari kuti nemaondero avo hurumende iripo haisi kutora matanho ese ekugadzirisa nyaya iyi. Tiudzewo maondero enyu sevechidiki vebato reMDC.
Mukoma Mike, regai nditi ZANU-PF hari sista remunhu. ZANU-PF as an individual, but it's a system, it's an institution, it's a system yayo. And that system has been living for a long time. And that system is still existing. We only change the head, but the system is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So why I'm saying so, we can't go to what the corruption is in power. Back to the Kumbe Kangai's issue, Gen B, back to Brett Matoga, Kuzuko, and a lot of people who were involved in corrupt activities long back ago, none of them was arrested, and none of them has been convicted, and none of them akambo pokana mutongo kuti onewa kuti apwa mutongo kuti aita aita corruption. So it to me, for ZANU-PF people to come to us and say they are trying to fight corruption, then country is a joke. Look at what has been happening, Mashuro. Vanachivayo vachitora mari dzekundogadzira masora. The systems are now going to now going. And they are still working freely. And nothing is happening. And to me, Zaki is useless. It's a toothless, barking toothless dog. Which is only there maybe to sanitize corruption in the ZANU-PF. Look here. It is to me not that the Zaki is just a spider web, where the small insects get caught and the big ones just pass free. From there out, there are a lot of accusations that are being labeled against the big guys in ZANU-PF, the likes of an Albert Mpofu, the likes of Israel, the Anachuenga Yao. So whatever happens, pass up. At the end, it will point to a stated big guy in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, nothing is going to be done just because no person is able to point there to a ZANU-PF guy who is at the top there. So to me, it says ZANU-PF is fighting corruption. But what is just an insult to the Zimbabweans? Because they are doing extremely nothing.
Zvino tichitarisa imi vechidiki varugara munyika ndiudzeiwo mukoma, how is corruption affecting imi sevechidiki munyika? Manduna talked about resources that should be used for employment and so forth and so forth. Ati iye Mabutso ati aiwa hamungati nyaya unemployment haisi kugadziriswa nekuti hurumende iripo iri kutora matanho ekuzvigadzirisa zvese izvi.
Tarisai zviri kuitika mukoma mai. The corruption which is happening in this country is just to benefit the top guys in that field. And they are accumulating wealth from solo pay wealth there. And they are grabbing each and every opportunity in Gawana. So at the end of the day, it reduces or limits Mukana or Shidiku Zavo. Because all the space it has been occupied by the big guys in ZANU-PF, by the big guys in government, and by the elite. So the young people are not one Mukana, have an space, have an opportunity to showcase or even to empower themselves. So that corruption, it affects the young people negatively. And the impact, they are not all on the ground. They are now attending drugs in Jordan. We are now seeing my killing activities because there is nothing to do. Their space has been stolen. I was saying because of corruption. Sometimes it affects the young people. As I was in Lakura, they are not affected because they've lived their life and there's nothing to build in their future. But the young people, they are going to say, well, to me, I think the young people are affected mostly.
Hai, wakura one rega indi kubate mromo tizoti Mabutso anoti Mabutso nkelu mpenduri.
Yebo, hai, nyamuza umfo etu wa kudu marapu. Mvumelana na ikona yekuti nje mwaba nchivela mekase ni ikora simbe ya sima za tinangena vata ifafa yetu, you know, ever irotate. Most of what we are talking about, yeah, well, most of it is the political, but we get kuti imkumbuzo. Ukuthi zakhe kukhuluma ngayo sivumba iconstitution, you know, between 2011 and 2013, Izak was a provision. Eyayilethwa libandla yena lele athen uvela kilo. They are the ones who actually signed off ukuthi who's going to appoint this body and what will be its powers. Nyamangala khathesi labesebesithi it's a useless body, ukuthi abantu nje basebenza benjani ngekhohlwa. As much as they can call it useless, bengayizonda bangayithanda, it's constitutional. Until the parliament sits down and peels it off, vele kumele kusebenze layo. Mina ukuthi I'm a realist, angithandi ukukhuluma ngento ezingeke siyishintshe at the extent of izinto esingazishintsha ngingazibonisayo. So arenti nje ngimkhumbuze nje umfowethu ukuthi hhayi izakhe ayiso productive ZANU-PF, ayibethanga iZANU-PF. Iku-constitution yelizwe abayisayina off labo njenge-MDC. So I think it's important ukuthi ungabe-criticise izinto abazi-criticise besazi i-background yalapho ezivela khona.
Hayi, wathi ngumbambo mlomo ngithatha umlaleli. Ayiye ndine mthereri wangu riparunhare. Kola mthereri, tinomugamuchira muchirongwa. Mapinda kamuchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, chirongwa dzi connection. Kola mthereri, pane mthereri ariparunhare. Ukone yes. Aiwa, tiri right, mbani ukone cimweni.
Hayi, tinofara.
Ariparunhare ndiani?
Muritora naMeti.
Nani?
Na Matthew Botswana.
Tumelang Matthew ukaitate.
Tumela everything.
Lena ke sharp marana. Bua lena ntate, tudzewo maondre iki vaka u. Eya ntate, continue baba, tinokunzwa kuti tipe maondre.
corruption yakadzika mizi muZimbabwe munotorwadza pana munhu ari kufarira zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika. But chinhu chakatokosha ipopaya kuti corruption ipinde ibude. Ndokunga zvani PF kuti itobva pachigaro ndopanga kupera corruption. Haitoperi futi but inotombotapudzika. Hozi corruption yabva kure tinayo iri kuuraya nyika, hapana chinongofamba ipopaya. Iko zvino kuchitaurwa nyaya dzokuti vana Munangagwa vanozodisa corruption. Vaona kuti homwe dzavo dzazvara hadzichapachukira, harigaitimbodza mukuvhara pakati hazvivhariki ma. Saka zvinorwadza zvinokuzvipika muZimbabwe.
Zvino tichitarisa nyaya yekuti munhu wese apinda pachirongwa kusanganisira vamabutso mwoyo vebato rezanup f navo vabvuma kuti aiwa nyaya yeuori iri kushungurudza vechidiki vazhinji nekuti ndicho chiri kuitira kuti maresources avepo asawanewo mukana wekubatsira vechidiki mungati nyaya iyi inofanira kugadziriswa sei
kugadziriswa kwenyaya iyo ndokutongobviswa kwezanup f pana chimwe chinogadzirisika ipo paya bhozi corruption yakapararira nyika yese hakuna chitatamubeti corruption but zvikabiswa pazanup f apa zvikambopiwa vamwewo vogotungamirira zvingaita nani.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma Matthew, regai nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda muchirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru, mudzoke next week pachirongwa chedu baba. Right, dzuluka ndapa ndongo Matthew. Hai namhlanje abalaleli bakhanya mangani uhulumende okhona bathi hayi abathembi ukuthi uhulumende okhona is able to fix udaba lwenkohlakalo. Kodwa let's hear what other caller has to say. Caller, caller mthereri ari parinare ndiyazi.
Vakasimba here, muri kutaura na mukoma Abel.
Mukoma Abel, muri kufondera muri kupi?
Ndiri kufondera ndiri ku South Africa.
Aiwa takunzwai mukoma Abel. Chipindai muchirongwa mochiudzawo maonero enyu mukoma Abel.
Nauye uori iri kutiuraya zvisingaite.
Hinda.
Tikada kutarisa iye mukuru wenyika chai chai muamugambi wakanga vachimbotungamirira nyika vakatsanga nazvo vaiita corruption dzavo vachienda kunovaka kuna Malaysia vachienda kunovaka kuna China vachienda kunovaka nekuno kusouth Africa havana benefit yavakaita muZimbabwe vakangoti uraya asi dai vai vachibova navanhu vezana vachibova chivakuu muZimbabwe vanhu vachiwanawo mabasa at least vanhu havaimbozvitarisisa kuterei kuti vanhu havari kuba manje vanoba vachienda kunovaka kune dzimwe nyika kune kunana South Africa
mukoma Abel
kune kunana South Africa vanhu yes.
Right, tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kushungurudzwa navo mungati hurumende iyi inofanira kutora matanho akadii ekugadzirisa nyaya
hapana matanho hurumende yakatokundikana because hurumende yakaita zaki yavo iyayaka iri nzira yekutiwo vadyisane mari dai vachimbotoro kana vanhu vachimbotoro ruzivo rwekune dzimwe nyika taisai kutoona South Africa kuna mahooks vakambotoro zvimeko nemahooks ayayaka nenguva dikidiki ne 1 month ichocho munyika mune munenge manaka
one zaki iripo mukoma zaki iripo
munhu achibuda anenge asina mhosva wobuda munoona hunopera uwona.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Abel, tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva nesu nhasi pachirongo.
Tinotenda
zvinova ndava longu Abel ovekonekcingweni ungumlaleli okhona ngale kule South Africa. Kodwa sizoine kuti uGodfrey vakurawone vari kuti vakurawone muripo parunarere
kumaikindiriko
manzwa zvabotaurwawo here navamabuto moyo.
Right, ndakateura mukoma Mike. I want to be very clear to him because I am not against the formation Zaki. But I'm against the manner in which Zaki is operating. It is a noble idea for Zaki. But it has been operating zviri partisan. Zaki is very effective. But in government for now it has adopted the cash and release strategy. Nekuti vangobata munhu we won't come allegations, and tomorrow they are quiet about it. But apart from Pumira, allegations tomorrow they are quiet about it. But apart from allegations, and tomorrow they are quiet about it. So that catch and release strategy, Akaida, to me, it has proved to be that is useless, except that it is more summary catch for nothing. But I'm not against this information. But the current deputy, the way it is operating, it is not operating in a principled manner. They are operating on a partisan basis. Because this system in the world are top for champions, and therefore, we didn't bear with the investigation. So, come on, Baja, could you except something is going on, why least there is nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, actually, to sanitize the world with some ZANPF, but it is actually a batting toothless job.
Alright, Mkoma Godfrey, Nguwa ndia inenge ato jikanana Mkoma Sakatipe imazwe nye kupe tira pa msorope nye ato kukurukura. Nema ondre nye nye iyo fara ugadziri swase.
The only solution is to remove the oath. Because it is only a fool who repeats one and the same thing over and over and expects different results. So the best solution is to remove the old system and put the new system, which is corrupt-free in a with good corporate governance. That is the only solution for now.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Eva Kuraone, tinotenda zvikuru nekuvanesu naspachironga, tinotenda.
Thanks very much.
Alright, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Godfrey Kuraone, Oeva Ndeli Pigisayo, Ivanda LAMDC. So, 4 minutes, Uthelo Leti Lavasa Kulayo, Uthelo D Connection, asizweni ukuthi uMabutho uthini. Mabutho, sa connecting when put?
Nikona put.
Kribu Uthelo put.
Yeah, hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngale mthubo elithela nika lona namhlanje. Kodwa what disappointing is ukuthi abantu aba understand ukuthi izakhi umsebenzi wayo ngwani. Izakhi doesn't catch and release. Izakhi ingathola information yokuthi umuntu khora they investigate. Umuntu lona bangambopha uye court. It's now up to the court ukuthi decide ukuthi yenzani ngomuntu lowo. I think khorokho kumele kube clear abantu beku understand. Indaba ye catch and release leyo I think social media talk. Orreleasewa kubukuthi daily imisebenzi yekhodi and uhulumende cannot interfere there. So kumele abantu bebekwazi ama-functions ama-institutions ethu. But over and above, I think abantu kumele befunde ukubekezela like I said. Zalukhethe the 5-year mandate, we just finished our first year. So kusese le minyaka ethize ukuthi sigcwalisise lokho esakuthembisa abantu. It's too early to actually judge uhulumende lo khona le mzamo yakhe ama-economic policies. Imisebenzi ukhulumile uminister of finance from January, we are moving into productivity and job creation. Let's wait and see what happens there. Thank you very much.
Ungakahambi Mabutho, intsha yeZimbabwe kumele bayenzeni ukuze indaba le enkohlakalo iphele. Intsha kumele bayenzeni.
Intsha kumele isekele imizamo kumbe imikhankaso eyaqaliswa iZanu-PF youth league. You know, people should not be afraid. People may be, I'm sure, if actually the toll-free number, wherever you see corruption, wherever you see corruption, report that corruption as neatly as it is. Because corruption in Nafkuruma, we are looking into the big wigs, Lama ministers, I think EIT, but the corruption in Kala is in the way and Kwakren. Umikwe the police, all the lifers, Wenzan, Upatalimari, that is corruption. So I think all men would think that you can't say corruption at the corner of Monga Zimbabwe. So I can't because Latin Apesua Kwan, let's say, please clean, let's see I think as we move forward, we can have a corruption free country.
Mhm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa Mabutho. Thank you so much ngokuba lathi kuhlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo. We really really appreciate it and I look forward to having you again soon, but.
Ngiyabonga ukuba lamba.
All right, Zimbabwe muhle sesifikile emaphetheleni yohlelo lethu lapha sakhulayo. Chirongwa chedu chevechi diki tasika kumagumo. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tina wa Godfrey Kuraone webato rinopikisa bato re MDC iro rinotunga mirwa. Na advocate na usonisha mister tatina wa Mabutho Moyo umo wewe chidiki webato re Zanu PF uyeje tanga tina wa Kelvin Mandula we chidiki arichi zwara che Zimbabwe ariku gara kuno kuku Amerika he is a political analyst. Nasi mchirongwa tanga tichizea nyaya yu corruption tichizwa kwa muri imi hearing from you, the youth of Zimbabwe, ukuthi udaba lonkohlakalo, how is it affecting you? And abantu ngempela lingenile maphinda neuhwando wenu. Tichiphetha chirongwa ringaidiwona ukuthi vanhu vari kuti chipa social media undlela tobe uthi shame on you Mabutso. I wonder ukuthi uphiwa malini kutsana PF. Hi. Uvusumuzi uthi the only problem is than PF. Kunomunye umlaleli uke wabhala wathi kube nesilethe Tinashe Jonas kuthiwa he's the solution to Zimbabwe's problem. Athi ndinothenda zikhulu Zimbabwe kuhle, ndinothenda, ndinothenda. Thank you so much for joining us. Anonokoneka inemtaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.